Rebate details through 6/30/17.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you people, that's not me with that shark.
I got it! Fine.
Let me have it!
I got it!
Fine.
Let me have it!
I got it!
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
Happy National Shrimp Day,
I get
Alex
it now.
Kuhn.
I was going to ask why, but...
I think it's going to become a running thing on the program where people wonder, why? Why?
And you tell them right away?
Well, maybe we'll tell them right away and maybe sometimes we'll drag it out. But I was at a loss for words today. Not mine, somebody else's, that I can steal and put into the open of the program. And then inspiration hit me. National Shrimp Day. Now, that may bring back some bad memories for Hawkeye fans because, as you may recall, the Hawkeyes were Team Coconut Shrimp in the Outback Bowl this year. And needless to say, it was Bloomin' Onions that were being given away free the day after the Outback Bowl. And we're going to talk about both coaches involved in this year's Outback Bowl before 7 o'clock tonight for much, much different reasons. But Jim McElwain is in the news, and he doesn't want to be in the news. Kirk Ferentz, not so much in the news, but he did make an appearance today on a list of top 25 college football coaches in America. And needless to say, the comments are about as Kirk Ferentz as you could get. Great show for you today. And I realized everybody says that they're going to have a great show. And I came to this realization, and I think Scott says it all the time when he intros the gym class. I came to this realization last night watching, of all things, KCRG's 9.3. And the Cubs game was on 9.2 last night. They beat the Rockies in the nightcap of the doubleheader. So don't worry, everything's fine. I bumped the remote and it went down to 9.3, which sometimes I need to be reminded even exists. And it was what I believe to be now in retrospect, a January 1981 edition of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And I wound up watching it almost from start to finish. But I realized in watching him do the opening monologue, he says the same, but I've got a great show for you tonight. So everybody does it. And it was a great show. Just in case you're wondering, McLean Stevenson? I would ask you how many of these guests you know. I think you would get two of the three. I'm going to guess you don't know who McLean Stevenson is.
I have no idea who McLean Stevenson is.
Okay. He was on MASH. James Woods.
I have no idea who James Woods is.
You don't know who James Woods is. Then I'm wrong. Okay.
We should have a segment where you test me on my TV and movie knowledge.
Nah.
Because I think that
probably a bad idea.
The texters would get a kick of making fun of me for
okay,
it.
Okay,
I'm fine. I'll take the punches.
The third guest, and this was the hook. This is why I actually wound up watching Bum Phillips.
Now, that name sounds familiar.
That is the father of Wade
Phillips.
That's
what I thought, yes.
Bum Phillips, the legendary former coach of the Houston Oilers. And this was right after he had been fired by the Oilers and before he was hired to coach New Orleans Saints.
That's right.
And I was like, a 36-year-old episode of The Tonight Show? Why not? So I sat on the couch and I watched the whole thing last night, and I think my wife thinks I'm crazy. And I can't believe the text line, also a little incredulous as to the fact that Alex doesn't know who James Woods is.
That's fine. I think there were several times where they've been incredulous as to me not knowing who certain actors are.
Go ahead and wear it.
Happens all the time. I remember, I can't remember the show that you pointed out. I think this was about 3 months after I was hired, but there was a TV show.
The Walking Dead?
No, it was. Okay. I think it was a 90s, late 80s, early 90s show, and you and Tyler were talking about it, and then you kind of brought me into the conversation, and when I didn't know it, one of the texters accused me of being worse than Tom Brady, and this was after Deflategate.
Ooh, trying to think of what that show possibly could have been. It wasn't Saved by the Bell.
No.
You're familiar with that. Okay.
I am familiar with that. I'd never watched it, but I am familiar with it.
Okay. Well, we do have a great show for you today, stopping by for a short segment with us at, I believe, 5:30, right?
Correct.
Keith Law, the senior baseball writer at ESPN.com, is set to join us. He's got a brand new book out. It's called Smart Baseball. And Alex has read a little bit of it. I've read a little bit of it. And Keith is one of those guys that some fans really like to dislike him. And I'll be interested to see just exactly what his tenor is with us tonight when he joins the program. But I'm interested in getting some of his thoughts on some of the concepts that he tackles in the book. We've got a lot of book talk over the next couple of days. I feel like George Raveling almost. But tomorrow, David Kaplan from CSN Chicago is going to be with us on the program. He's got a brand new book out called The Plan. As you may or may not surmise from that, it has to do with the Chicago Cubs. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Cubs coming up later on in the program today. Is it too early to push the panic button? Yeah, I think so.
I think so, yes.
And nobody wanted to take the bait on that yesterday. Not that we were fishing or trolling for any reaction, but I'm proud of the majority of the Cub fans that are biting their tongue at this point and not complaining about the team. But I know that they're out there. I think they're just worried about saying something that they're going to regret in a couple months. But I have friends on Facebook, and I actually have friends in real life. You may or may not believe me when I say that, but my Facebook acquaintances, isn't that really what it is? It boils down to how many of the people that you're quote-unquote friends with on Facebook are you actually friends with?
I would say of mine, probably about an eighth of them, maybe.
How many friends do you have on Facebook?
I'd have to pull up the exact number, right around 1,000.
Who's the most random, obscure person that you're friends with on Facebook? Like a family friend, somebody that knows your family that requested you? Not that you added, but that requested you.
Well, there have been several that I didn't even know.
Okay.
That back, well, back that in the day, I used to add just anybody. I don't anymore.
Come on, admit it. We're talking girls here, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
You're at Brothers or Sports Column. Where was the where was the hangout for young Alex Kuhn?
In Iowa
at
City.
At the University of Iowa.
It was Brothers.
Okay.
It was Brothers doesn't surprise me at all.
That doesn't surprise. What was the drink of choice?
Well,
for, let's just say, perhaps legally aged, perhaps not Alex Kuhn.
Totally legally aged.
Okay.
But we used to go to FAC. So from 8 to 10, we'd go to DC's and get those fish bowls.
Fish bowls.
And then from 10 to 12 at Brothers, they had those $2 liquor pitchers. So yeah, there were some rough nights in Iowa City, and both those were so close that that's usually where we went.
Never changed. Look, the more that campus changes, and we were actually down there today for Lunchbox Heroes. But there were so many memories that came flooding back. Every single time that I drive up the street and I see the old Capitol, and it just takes me back to stories that can't be or shouldn't be told here on the air.
Where was your hangout of choice?
I spent way too much time, and this will tell you exactly how cool I was in college, and I put parentheses around there. I hung out at the Foxhead, and occasionally George's, and if I was downtown, it was Joe's Place.
Okay,
but
Joe's
that
Place
was
a little bit.
I didn't. I tried not to spend too much time actually downtown. I enjoyed going to bars where my feet didn't stick to the floor, and where you didn't have to wade through people five deep to get a drink. But that was just me.
That's how I am now. That's not how I was. 319-366-1600 is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line.
Do I want to know? Do I want to know?
They are pointing out, as well as a family member who's listening in right now, that James Woods, there was a Family Guy episode about James Woods, and they're very disappointed that I did not know who he is.
Is the family member on the text line right now, or is that to your phone?
That would be to my phone.
Okay. Which family member?
My younger brother.
Your younger brother?
The younger brother. That would be Gabe.
Gabe is listening.
He is.
Really?
He is.
It's not finals week, is
no,
it?
No, he's done.
Oh, he's done. That's right.
He's done. He was done a week earlier.
Okay. Well, we could have some fun with
this
that.
This might not be the first time, but...
I got nothing today. Lunchbox Heroes has me off my game today. And then the fact that you didn't know who James Woods was. I wasn't going to give you McLean Stevenson, because I knew you were going to have no clue who he played Colonel Potter on MASH. Henry Blake. My apologies. Scott Unash is probably through the roof in his office down the hallway right now. He was Henry Blake on MASH.
I'm not going to lie. When I found out that I was going to be taking over on this program, I went and I bought Hulu. And so I could touch up on as much TV and movies as possible. Unfortunately, 4 weeks doesn't really get you that far. I'm almost done with Seinfeld. I'm almost done with Cheers. I guess I need to move on to MASH.
I'm hesitant to bring Kyle Mann in on this conversation on the other side of the glass, but even he's looking at you like, come on, man. The text line is like the kids on Family Guy go to James Woods High School. It is what it is. 366-1600. A 1981 episode of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson has got us 17 minutes in on the program today, and we haven't even told you that we have tickets to see Kid Rock at the Iowa State Fair August 20th. It is a Sunday, August 20th. It's an 8 o'clock show, and sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight, we will give you the cue to call. No Joe Dirt clips tonight. That was a one-off yesterday because I was feeling a little squirrely. I was like, I want to play Joe Dirt because Kid Rock played a very minor role in that. And so today we're just going to give the tickets away straight up. But we do have a couple opportunities now. I wasn't paying any attention. This is going to shock no one that listens to the program. I wasn't paying any attention earlier today. Did they have a winner on the gym class?
They did not. So we are okay. So Matt in Fairfax is still the only winner, and we have 11 prizes left.
We're talking about Race to Win. We started with a dozen great prizes, including the grand prize, which is 6 tickets to the Indianapolis 500. And yesterday we gave away the $50 gift card to Hurricane Grill and Wings. So that is off the board. What those two squares
numbers
again?
4 and 10. So you can choose anything 1 through 24 except for 4 and 10.
4 and 10 are off the board. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to do our first Race to Win coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today. And I have no idea at what time today you'll hear the cue to call, but the gym class I know didn't give away the $100 today. So we're jam-packed here. Between now and 7 o'clock tonight, we've got Kid Rock tickets. We'll play Race to Win at least once, maybe twice, since they didn't have a winner on the gym class. I'm not going to make any guarantees on that. And then we also have the $100 a day in the month of May.
Thank you.
Which Gabe is not eligible
to
win.
No, he's not eligible. Okay. You have to be in the state of Iowa. That's correct. I think that's usually how our prizes go. Jason on the text line is showing me a picture of Peter Griffin holding up a "I'm with James Woods" T-shirt. So now I really feel dumb, but that's
okay. We've got a lot of
We've
got a lot of Hercules fans on the text line as well, referencing the Disney movie, which James Woods also voiced. A couple college football stories to get to today. Most of them, I would say 98% of them, do not involve a naked man humping a shark.
Do they involve something that we both have in the studio today? That would be an energy drink.
Energy drinks will come up at some point on the program today. Not to the level of Ed Orgeron. But
how was he still alive, if that's true?
The poll question. I think now I understand why he talks the way that he does.
Yeah, seriously.
His mouth and his brain are not on the same wavelength because of all of the energy. The poll question today at KGYMradio.com has to do with something that we're going to chat a little bit about today, and that's the idea of having a coach in waiting at either a college football or basketball program. It really could be anywhere, but high-profile sports tend to get the most attention because, for all intents and purposes, a lot of people think that that's what's going on in Iowa City right now with the football program, that Kirk Ferentz is going to someday hand the reins over to Brian Ferentz, or when Kirk Ferentz retires, there will be a lot of people, a groundswell of support, if you will, for Brian Ferentz to take over the program. And there's a situation, I wouldn't necessarily say gaining steam right now, but Gene Taylor, who left Iowa for the athletic director's job at Kansas State, has this issue on his hands where Bill Snyder, who, and I've spent a little bit of time in the state of Kansas, including one very memorable night at a Ramada Inn in Wichita, which I would prefer not to talk about.
That's not arable.
But I'm not quite sure that they've cleaned up the stairwell yet, and it was still probably 17 years ago. Bill Snyder could probably run for governor of Kansas and win. He might even be able to do it as a Democrat and win. That's how popular he is in the state of Kansas. Bill Snyder really wants his son to take over the Wildcats. He's never even been an offensive coordinator. He's never been a defensive coordinator. I believe he's their special teams coach right now.
Correct. He's also the longest tenured coach on the staff, including Bill Snyder.
And because Snyder stepped away for a couple years. Was that
Ron Prince?
Ron Prince
took over.
Who's Mike Prince? Sounds like a...
Somebody. I'm sure there's a Mike Prince out there. I don't know if... maybe Investigation Coon will hop on
that. Could be a cabinet member, for all I know. There's a Price or a Prince that is in...
Mike Price used to be somebody.
He used to be somebody. And then he decided he was going to get a few lap dances, and Alabama backdoored their way eventually into Nick Saban as head coach.
That worked out pretty well.
When you think about that, and maybe people have forgotten that, but Mike Price was the head coach at Alabama for a couple months.
One or two
45
months.
Days, something like that.
He left from Washington State after the Rose Bowl that year, and I think he was out by March or April. No, he was out. He was probably out by January or February, because I remember going on spring break that March, and he was already gone.
Was that before or after Shula?
That was before.
It was before. So then Shula got the job. And then
things didn't go so well, and then Saban.
After Shula, Nick Saban came in, because Saban was coaching LSU during the Capital One Bowl, and you had the looming specter of the Miami Dolphins job hanging over him, and then he went to the Dolphins for a couple years, and then, no, I'm not going to coach Alabama, and the next thing you know, he's on the plane to Tuscaloosa.
69-93, Mike Price was the coach at Alabama for 5 whole weeks.
5 weeks. So it was close to 45 days, if my memory served me somewhat accurately there for once. See, that's what happens when you spend too many nights at a Ramada Inn in Wichita. Your memory tends to leave you. They had a margarita machine.
There was a margarita machine, but the stairwell wasn't clean. Oh, wait. Okay, now I'm connecting the dots as to what happened. I get it.
Well, it involved ordering a scotch from the bartender and not having any idea what to or how to order a scotch from the bartender, and then ordering it with essentially Pepsi.
I've seen that happen before.
Yeah, if that tells you anything about how old I was during the infamous night at the Ramada Inn in Wichita, 24 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, that sounds like a really bad Coen Brothers movie, like the lead-in to a Coen Brothers movie.
The Ramada Inn in Wichita?
Instead of Fargo, Wichita. We will give away... you know what? I'm feeling pretty damn generous right now. So if you want to pick up the phone and call 319-366-1600, you've made it through 24 minutes of McLean Stevenson references and talk of a naked man humping a shark, which we really haven't even gotten into. I'm going to give you Kid Rock tickets right now for the Iowa State Fair. That concert is August 20th. It's a Sunday night. It starts at 8 o'clock. If you're caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600, those Kid Rock tickets are yours. Your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day on the way after this, and perhaps another text from Gabe Kuhn. We'll have to wait and see. More of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
If you're thinking about selling your home, now is the time to think about getting that sold sign planted out front ASAP. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about those sold signs. You see, each spring he buys a bunch of them because he plants them in people's yards. Doug has a nice shiny sold sign for your yard, and he plants them faster than a John Deere plants corn in the spring. Time is money, and Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Planting season is almost here.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great, and we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From decking, railing, and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, at Trex, we're engineering what's next in outdoor living. To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, call 1-800-289-TREX or visit trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, ESPN.com. Senior baseball writer Keith Smart said to join us in about 60 minutes. He's going to talk about his book, Smart Baseball. And in the meantime, we've got a very smart Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way for you today. We start with a little golf news. The Cedar Rapids Country Club is going to host the 2019 U.S. Senior Women's Amateur Championship. The tournament is scheduled to begin August 24th, 2019. It may not seem like big news to you, but it's just the third time in history that a USGA championship event will be hosted in the state of Iowa, and the first time ever that the city of Cedar Rapids will play host to a USGA championship event. The Cedar Rapids Colonels dropped their second straight at the hands of the Dayton Dragons, falling Tuesday night by a score of 5-3 at Fifth Third Field in Ohio. The Dragons, who own the best record in the Midwest League at 22-10, will send lefty Wennington Romero to the mound tonight. He opposes the Colonels' right-hander Tyler Wells, who's undefeated on the season. First pitch will be delivered at 6 o'clock Central Time. And a former Iowa prep softball standout has been named the Big Ten's Freshman of the Year and Player of the Year. Minnesota's Kendall Lindemann's just the fourth player in conference history to win both awards. The Ankeny native narrowly missed winning the Triple Crown this season as she finished second in the Big Ten in home runs. No University of Iowa players on the first or second team all-conference list, but outfielder Cheyenne Pratt did land a spot on the all-defensive team. Congratulations going out to Lee in Marion. He is the winner of the Kid Rock tickets today. We've got a couple more pairs of those to give away on Thursday and Friday's show. Friday, we're going to be coming to you live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's another edition of the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Friday, a big day in Iowa City. The Iowa baseball team's home against Ohio State. The baseball team's having its golf outing earlier that day at Finkbine. I'm sure we'll see some former Hawkeyes at Coach's Corner. Jim Sundberg, longtime major leaguer, back in town with the rest of the 1972 College World Series squad. So a big day. Maybe we can try to get Jim or somebody from the 72 squad on the program with us either tomorrow or on Friday. Stop on in, Coach's Corner. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Happy hour runs from 3 until 7. We're there from 4 until 7. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. And we mentioned what a big weekend it is. The Cubs will be playing the Cardinals this weekend as well. So I'm sure we'll spend a little bit of time breaking that down with Jack Dom. We'll talk Cubs-Cardinals tomorrow with David Kaplan from CSN Chicago as well. 4:30, bottom of the hour. Sports beat on the way. We'll step aside. More of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From decking, railing, and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, at Trex, we're engineering what's next in outdoor living. To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, call 1-800-289-TREX or visit trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Okay, that was a good game. That was actually a great game. Still won't matter one bit when it comes to who goes to the NBA Finals, but from a pure entertainment standpoint, that Spurs-Rocket thriller was fun. Big shot after big shot, then overtime, then nobody could hit, then more big shot after big shot, ending with a ridiculous block on a three by a 59-year-old man named Manu Ginobili. Oh, okay, he's 39, sorry. They won the game despite not having Kawhi Leonard for the game's most important parts, and obviously without Tony Parker, who's out for the playoffs. Spurs, one win from Golden State. It was the first game in the series decided by single digits. I'd like to thank them for that. I'd still like to, what's the opposite of thank? Whatever that is, I'll do that to the NBA for getting us here to a land of complete predictability when it comes to who will land in the finals. But enough about that. Wizards-Celtics game 5 tonight in Boston. Cleveland's busy resting. Watch that, or watch what I'm about to suggest you watch in 60 seconds.
AutoZone has over 5,000 locations all across the country. But no matter where you're at, there's only one thing you can be sure of. It's gonna get hot. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it won't get that hot in Alaska, you never know. It might. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The clock is ticking down. It's all on the line for the relentless pursuit of perfection. Tissot Swiss Watches delivers the precision and accuracy expected in your timepiece. This is playoff time. This is winning time. This is your time. Tissot, official watch of the NBA playoffs. Now available at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, and Jared.com.
It's the best thing in sports. It's better than opening day. It's better than a game-winning Hail Mary. It's better than a buzzer beater in March Madness. It's better than a live fantasy draft. It's better than all of it. I'm talking about Game 7. In anything, Game 7. And tonight, we get 2 Game 7s. I often dismiss hockey. I do it on Dari and Mel Saturday mornings, and I do it on these sports beats. I do it because I realize it's mainly a niche sport. Many of you just don't care. But I happen to love hockey, and I wish we talked about it more on all of our networks. But we don't. But tonight, we have to. 2 Game 7s. Washington and Pittsburgh first, the best rivalry in hockey. Then it's Oilers and Ducks. Doesn't matter if the only player you can name from any of those 4 teams is Sidney Crosby. It's still 2 Game 7s. I would suggest you'd watch, because I'm probably going to mention these tomorrow. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, let's drop the puck. I'm Dari Noka.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 6161. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6161. That's proflowers.com, secret code 6161.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Knight, in theaters June 23rd. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at AutoZone and get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Proof of purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
Mother's Day is Sunday. Celebrate all the moms in your life with a thoughtful gift from Edible Arrangements. Beautiful handcrafted fresh fruit arrangements with pineapple hearts, gourmet chocolate dipped strawberries, and more. You'll have no problem finding something unique and delicious to show mom just how much you appreciate her. Order from Edible Arrangements now and save 20% off site-wide with code GIFT2017. Visit your local Edible Arrangements store or edible.com.
4:36, welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, the historic main gym all across eastern Iowa. We're also available to you online at kgymradio.com or through the KGYM app, which is available as a free download in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Is that how your brother chooses to listen to the program?
No, I keep telling him to download the app because it's, I think, one of the most accessible and useful apps that I have. You just press the icon and it opens up and it plays our station automatically. But I actually sent him the link and he remembered to log in this time at 4 o'clock.
Now,
usually doesn't.
How many, you have Gabe, obviously, who we've talked about on the program. How many other siblings do you have? Because you went home last weekend, and it was for your sister's birthday. And I didn't even know that you had a sister.
I have a younger sister.
Okay. How much younger?
Our family adopted her. She is 8 now.
Oh, cool. Okay. So she's younger sister.
Okay. And we have 2 other guys that live with us. They've lived with us for probably, I'm trying to think, 8 or 10 years now. They're not officially my brother, but I basically consider them my brother. And
but
I
you know old, them. These aren't random strangers moved in one day. And
exactly. They've lived with us for a long time. I also have an older brother.
I believe that was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm when Larry opens his home to the family They refuse to leave.
But
so, and you do have, you've got an older brother too?
I have an older brother. He is 36.
Okay. Oh, so he's almost my age, a little bit younger.
We go from 8 to 36.
I had a rental car that did that one time. It's just this maxed out at 36, flying down
Interstate.
Was
that a rental car or a go-kart?
Interstate 88. It might have been a go-kart. Cubs are playing the Rockies today. They got a little bit of a late start at Coors Field due to the weather. And it just keeps getting better for the Cubs. They were being no-hit for most of the afternoon by Germán Márquez of the Colorado Rockies. It's 1-0 in the top of the 7th inning right now. David Kaplan set to join us on the program tomorrow from CSN Chicago to talk a little bit about his book, but a little bit about the current 2017 Chicago Cubs and some of the issues that particular team is facing. I don't want to talk about the Cubs right now. I really don't. We'll talk a little baseball with Keith Law when he joins us coming up at 5:30. Race to Win, the first of probably 2 chances for you to play and win with us tonight since they didn't have a winner on the gym class earlier today, coming up for you in hour number two as well. But we've touched on this. It's the subject of the poll question today at KGYMradio.com. How do you feel about the concept of the coach in waiting? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Vote now in the Emels Hideaway poll question. I understand that they're listening today at Emels. A tip of the cap to Chris and the fine folks in the kitchen there at Emels. I got to get in and get me another All-American burger one of these days. But you can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Coach in waiting. We've seen this before. Lots of times the coach doesn't wait. That's part of the issue, is they get tired. I think, how many coaches in waiting has Syracuse had under Jim Boeheim? And they eventually all bail. But the story CBS Sports had earlier in the week got me thinking a little bit about Iowa's situation with Brian Ferentz and Kirk. And it seems like a lot of people automatically think that when Kirk Ferentz either steps down or leaves the football program for whatever circumstance, a lot of fans either they feel it's just predetermined or they actually want to see it happen, but they feel Brian Ferentz is going to be given the program, that it's just a seamless transition, Ferentz to Ferentz, much like Gumbel to Gumbel, which is another Family Guy reference that Alex won't get because he doesn't watch a whole lot of TV, which is fine. Bill Snyder wants his son to take over the football program at Kansas State. Snyder, a longtime lieutenant to Hayden Fry in Iowa City before he left in the late 80s to go to Manhattan, and basically took over one of the worst college football programs in America. I mean, and this is interesting here because most of your cognizant existence, Alex, Kansas State hasn't sucked at football, correct?
Correct, but okay. I am well aware of the Stan Parrish days.
Bad before Bill Snyder got there and turned the program around.
One of the worst programs in the FBS, similar to what Kansas looks like right now.
So with the exception of a handful of years, Bill Snyder has been there for, I believe, 26 years or something like that. His son has actually been there longer because he was still involved with the program after Snyder had stepped down. Bill Snyder wants his son to take over the football program and basically be the next head coach of the Wildcats. Gene Taylor, who was Gary Barta's right-hand man in Iowa City over the last 3 years, just left the Hawkeye Athletic Department to be the AD at Kansas State. And he was asked about the idea of the whole coach in waiting thing, and he gave what I would describe as an extremely lukewarm response to saying, yeah, no, sounds great to me. He didn't say that. He said something along the lines of evaluating all the options. It was a very Barta-esque answer, if I do say so myself. Where do you stand on the idea of having a coach in waiting, especially one who shares the same last name as the current coach? 319-366-1600. This doesn't necessarily have to be specifically a Kirk Ferentz, Brian Ferentz discussion, but I think it's one that fans are either accepting of, or maybe they're choosing to ignore it. I guess the anti-Ferentz crowd doesn't want to acknowledge the existence of this likely. I would call it a likelihood. I don't know how you would describe it. What's your gut feeling? If you had to say the next head coach of the Iowa Hawkeye football program will be fill in the blank, and let's just say, because Ferentz is under contract through, 2079, I think. He's going to be like Nixon's head on Futurama. Just in the glass. Did you ever watch Futurama?
Nope.
No. Okay. This is what I've got to work with here. You're a lump of clay, and I like that. We can work with this. Ferentz is under contract for a really long time. So let's say that when he either reaches the end of his contract or he decides to no longer coach in Iowa City, that the program is in good shape, it's in good standing. Let's say let's say they're coming off an 8-win season, okay? Sort of the standard at Iowa for a good but not great season. So fans are probably relatively feeling relatively good about the program, to rephrase. The next head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes is first name that comes to mind.
Is it not Brian? I guess that's the first name that comes to mind, but if it's coming off of an 8-4 season, I think that there is going to be a big push from a certain segment of the fan base that will want to see something different. And when I'll share a story. 3 years ago, I was in Memphis sitting at a bar with a really drunk Arkansas fan. And this drunk Arkansas fan said something that really made a lot of sense to me.
Okay.
He said, "When you
lost me at an Arkansas fan saying anything that made sense, but go ahead.
When you have a coach that is around for longer than 15 years, one of two things happened. You either want to build a statue of that person, or you want them gone. You want something completely new because things are a little bit stale. And if the status quo continues for that long, if it we're seeing 8-4 season, maybe a 10 or 11 win season, then back to a 5 or 6 win season as an outlier. If this trend kind of continues, I think a lot of people are going to want to see something new. And if Brian Ferentz can be that guy, then great. But this whole idea of a coach in waiting, I hate it. I absolutely hate it because I think that it confuses a lot of the players as to who they think matters more in the long run, who they need to impress more in the long run. I saw it with the St. Louis Blues this past season. Ken Hitchcock and Mike Yeo were on the same staff. Mike Yeo was the coach in waiting as Ken Hitchcock was in his last year. The team was horrible the first half. They fire Hitchcock. Yeo steps in. They take off. It just doesn't work for me.
That was so Mike Yeo, by the way, to ruin the Minnesota Wild's Stanley Cup playoffs.
It was.
Even when he's not coaching the Wild. This is not terribly uncommon. By the way, 3161 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, sort of in the same boat with you. He says, hate it. We need fresh blood and to catch up with the times and pro play. That's a specific reference to the Iowa football program. If you want to talk in generalities, you can. They sort of had this at, well, there have been a couple Big Ten programs football-wise that come to mind. One at Wisconsin. Barry Alvarez sort of had picked Brett Bielema and had groomed him to be his replacement, and Bielema was very successful, and then he decided that going to work where there is a statue of your boss right outside your office isn't exactly the greatest idea in the world. And then if memory serves, Joe Tiller, I think, had a guy at Purdue that he wanted to, it wasn't Brock Spack. I don't necessarily think that Danny Hope was the guy that Joe Tiller wanted to turn the program over to, but I think Tiller had sort of an unofficial coach in waiting, and that didn't come to fruition. It's not necessarily a groundbreaking idea, but a lot of people on the text line are saying you have to at least be an offensive or defensive coordinator, at least show your chops. Bill Snyder's son has not been a coordinator, and I think that's maybe where Gene Taylor would be saying that he wants to pump the brakes on the idea of just turning the program. Now, the last time that they turned the Wildcats over to someone who wasn't a Snyder or Bill Snyder, things quickly cratered again, and then Bill Snyder hated the thought of the program that he had built returning to irrelevance so much that he came out of retirement.
That's the worry for Kansas State. Who can they put in place to continue or at least stay as respectable as they have been during this time period, which is clearly the golden age of Kansas State football under one of the best coaches, in my opinion, in the history of college football. Ron Prince, that experiment did not work. Things got bad quickly.
Where did he come? Virginia, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
And the question is, especially in this case, this was a situation that John Curry, the former athletic director, left. And there's been a lot of speculation as to why he left. He went to Tennessee. And, but this,
what is it with everybody going to Tennessee?
Part of the speculation was that he was not in favor of Sean taking over the program.
And he wanted to, basically, he wanted to kick the can down the road and let somebody else deal with it. So he got out of town. And now it's Gene Taylor's problem.
And now Taylor gets hired and he's in that similar situation. And Bill Snyder has made it very clear. Sean is the guy I want as my replacement.
Again, this guy
very clear.
He's probably the most powerful man in the state of Kansas, more so than the governor. And I believe the governor of Kansas is Sam Brownback right now. I could be wrong on that. But Snyder, much like Dan Gable, at the height of his popularity, Gable could have run for governor in this state and probably won easily. And given the pool of candidates this time around, maybe Gable could run still and get elected governor. The point is, Bill Snyder's immensely popular, and this is an interesting spot for Gene Taylor to go into because one of his first decisions, his first major decision, most likely is going to have to be who the next head coach of that football program is. And Bill Snyder isn't saying it publicly, but you sort of get in reading between the lines here that there could be a clash of powers here. And Gene Taylor's not the most powerful man in that athletic department. Even though he's the AD, that's Bill Snyder's athletic department. And some people have said the same thing about Iowa City and the Hawkeyes, and that Kirk Ferentz has been around for so long that he's more powerful in that department than Gary Barta is. But
this is a whole nother level.
This is another level. That's Snyder's, almost his school.
Can Gene Taylor say no? Can Gene Taylor go a different direction? That's my question. Because with this, with Bill Snyder, the last thing that you want is to have him unhappy on the way out. And he has, you want it to be somewhat of a storybook ending with him picking his replacement. However, is his idea of a replacement qualified?
The CBS Sports story quotes Gene Taylor as saying, "I've seen it," in reference to the stories about Snyder wanting Sean to take over. And then the following quote, "I've never had one. I'm not sure it's something I'm a big fan of."
Oof.
Now, Snyder and Taylor talked before he took the job, and supposedly that this didn't come up at all. But Gene Taylor is leaving one interesting situation. He got out of Iowa City before things started to hit the fan. You could say that maybe his arrival was the catalyst for things being thrown into the fan to begin with the Jane Meyer trial, but that's another time and another topic. Now he's going into a very difficult situation at Kansas State, and I think it's a situation that's probably going to come up at some point over the next couple years with the Hawkeyes, because I do think there's going to be a movement afoot, whether it's in the athletic department or among some of the donors or the fans, that when Kirk is ready to go, as long as they're not coming off a four-win season, that for continuity's sake, they've already got their next head coach on staff. 4:53, we've got to step aside, bring you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update when we come back. We're not done talking college football yet today. We'll touch on baseball and more as well, maybe even a couple Game 7s on the National Hockey League slate. Plenty to come on the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. More after this.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider striking out? It's time to bring in relief. Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809. or learn more at future-systems.net.
When it's a beautiful day, the first thing you think of is golf. This summer, hit the links as often as you like and save money with a season pass for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. Choose now from passes for adults, seniors, young professionals, or junior golfers. Once you've got your season pass, golf all summer long at the four Cedar Rapids City courses. Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, and Jones. Each has its own unique character. Get your season pass now for a summer of great golf. Details at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
May is Bicycle Safety Month. You can help raise awareness in your community by reminding motorists and bicyclists to share the road. Together, we can help make riding a bicycle or motorcycle a safer and friendlier means of transportation and recreation. The best way to avoid collisions is to be prepared and be aware of other vehicles around you. Know and obey Iowa's traffic laws. A mutual respect between motorists and bicyclists will enhance safety for all road users. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
4:55, time for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Where to start? The Cedar Rapids Country Club will host the 2019 U.S. Senior Women's Amateur Championship. That was announced today. The tourney is scheduled to begin August 24th in 2019. It's just the third time in history that a USGA-sanctioned championship event will be held in the state of Iowa, and it will be a first for the city of Cedar Rapids. The Cedar Rapids Colonels dropped their second straight game at the hands of the Dayton Dragons last night, falling 5-3 at 5th Third Field in Ohio. The Dragons, who own the best record in the Midwest League at 22-10, send lefty Wennington Romero to the mound tonight. He'll take on Cedar Rapids right-hander Tyler Wells, who's undefeated on the season. First pitch set to be delivered at 6 o'clock tonight. And a former Iowa Prep softball standout has been named the Big Ten's Freshman of the Year and Player of the Year. Just the fourth time in conference history that that's happened. Minnesota's Kendall Lindemann narrowly missed winning the Triple Crown this season as she finished second in the Big Ten in home runs. No University of Iowa player earned first or second to team all-conference honors, but Cheyenne Pratt did land a spot on the all-defensive team as an outfielder. The Hawkeyes begin Big Ten softball tournament play tomorrow night against the Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor. 319-366-1600. That's the number to reach us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. It's also the number that you're going to need coming up in hour number two. We'll have the first of two chances for you to play and hopefully win on Race to Win. We're down to 22 squares available after yesterday's victory and the Hurricane Grill and Wings gift card off the board. So no square 4 and no square 10 and still no square 25, even though I told you on Monday that that square existed. It does not.
Not only did you say it existed, you said that it was the other Indy 500 square.
Yeah, I said it was the match for the Indy 500 tickets, which was a bald-faced lie. 319-366-1600. Keep that number handy. We're not done talking Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. He made the top 25 college football coaches list at CBS. Where did he come in? We'll tell you next.
Mother's Day is just around the corner and the countdown clock is ticking. Don't miss out on the opportunity to deliver the smile that only comes from 1-800-Flowers.com. This Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers has beautiful bouquets, guaranteed to show mom just how much you appreciate her. Right now, when you order a dozen multicolored roses for only $29.99, 1-800-Flowers will give you a